have a strategy in place, Elisa Brady, Fox News. That's what the Homeland Security chief says about a potential increase in migrants from the upcoming end of Title 42, pandemic-era expulsions of asylum seekers that the CDC now says can end. But that decision won't take effect until May 23rd. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
It requires the implementation of appropriate COVID-19 mitigation protocols, also scaling up capacity and scaling up resources needed. And so it was always going to be important to have an implementation period, and the timeline reflects that.
Some immigrant advocates say the rule should have ended already, while many Republicans and some Democrats argue repealing it is a mistake with migration already surging. The White House just confirming the U.S. is giving supplies and equipment to Ukraine in case Russia uses chemical or biological weapons, also emphasizing that it won't compromise U.S. preparedness. Wall Street remains unsettled despite a strong jobs report, 431,000 jobs created in March, which makes 11 months in a row over 400K.
More and more Americans get jobs as they do. It's going to help ease the supply pressures we've seen. And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
But President Biden says he knows more needs to be done to get prices under control as inflation continues to outpace wage gains. The Dow up about 140 points at the close after fluctuating between positive and negative. A bill to decriminalize marijuana passes the House for a second time but faces an uncertain fate in the U.S. Senate. It would remove pot from the federal list of controlled substances as more and more states legalize marijuana. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Gun violence and repeat offenders get much of the blame for a sustained spike in violent crime in Chicago. Now federal agencies are cracking down. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says nine people are charged in a gun trafficking bust.
The new defendants are members of the Gangster Disciples street gang in Chicago. They are alleged to have conspired to purchase and deliver over 90 firearms to the Chicago area to facilitate ongoing violent disputes.
Three other suspects had already been charged and are U.S. Army soldiers. The investigation began last year after a mass shooting that killed one and injured seven others in Chicago. Federal prosecutors say this sends a message that people will be held accountable for illegally obtaining guns that are fueling gang violence in American cities. Pilots stage a walkout against Alaska Airlines, affecting several states.
More than 100 Alaska Airlines flights were canceled as of Friday morning, including over 65 in Seattle, along with Portland, Oregon, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, as its pilots picketed during ongoing contract negotiations. Pilots from the airline say they're underpaid and overworked and are pushing for higher contracts, more like their peers, according to organizers. Alaska Airlines airline said that it values its pilots and respects their right to picket, but it also needs to negotiate a deal that allows the carrier to maintain growth and profitability. The airline said it's working to recover over $2 billion in losses from the pandemic.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Pope Francis heads to Malta this weekend, aiming to draw attention to Europe's migration challenge, likely to encourage Europe's embrace of Ukrainian refugees fleeing a Russian invasion, while also urging EU countries to extend the same welcome to migrants coming from Libya and elsewhere. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.